Well, hi there, Jonathan Dorr with you for the weekly podcast. Looking forward to doing this one. This one's going to be really useful because it's another one of the weekly podcasts that I have really put into practice in my own life. So I always try to make sure that when I speak with you, whatever I'm suggesting is stuff that I've already done in my own life or that I am doing. As I often say, I'm on this journey with you. Every day is like a new chance to pursue peak performance. That's the real interest, is what is possible for us in this life? What's possible for you given the unique talents and abilities that you have? So this week, I've got a message for you called Staying Ahead of the Curve. Staying ahead of the curve. And this one's going to be about mindset. You know, mindset is so central to peak performance, to growth, to success, to goals, to motivation. You know, our brain controls so much of what happens. It's like a secret that's paradoxically not really a secret. It's obvious, but so many people, probably most people, live their lives assuming that what they're thinking, their mindset, is just the way things are. And what I want to encourage you to understand in this podcast is that your mindset, what you believe, can be changed and you can change it. So no matter what you come from, you could be a very positive person or you may not, but wherever you are on that spectrum, it's possible to change mindset. I want to talk about that today because haven't there been times in your life when, you know, you felt really low? And, you know, how do you feel when you're really depressed or down or unhappy? Everything changes for you. You know, when we feel low, our whole physiology changes. Now, I want to talk about this interrelated concept of mindset and physiology. I really want you to get these concepts today. Mindset and physiology, they're powerfully related. You know, mindset's pretty straightforward. You understand that. You know, your belief systems, where your head's at, what you're thinking, whether you're feeling positive or not. Physiology is a whole range of ways that we use our body. So physiology will include posture, breathing patterns. You know, if you get really exciting news, your breathing's different. If you're feeling happy and confident, how do you walk? How do you move your body when you're feeling really, really positive? So all of that stuff is physiology, you know, how our body is set up. Now, there's this powerful relationship between the two, how mindset affects physiology and how physiology can affect mindset. Now, what most of us hear a lot of the time is all about mindset. You know, if you get your mind right, everything else follows. And, you know, people will say, you know, the mind leads the body. And I do a huge amount of exercise and training, and I read a lot around, you know, peak performance in, you know, in exercise and sort of athletics and sport. And you'll always hear people talking about mind, you know, using the mind to lead the body. But what you hear less of is how you can use the body to lead the mind. And that's what I want to talk with you about today. But, you know, first of all, let me prove to you how powerful the link is between physiology and mindset. So here's an example. I want you to imagine that you're having a really tough time financially. You know, we've all had one, right? Think back to a time when there was no money coming in, or you had too many debts, or you'd spent too much and you were really stressed about money. Now, put yourself in that mindset. Remember how you felt and you're worried, you're stressed. Now, imagine what would happen is if in, say, a week's time, you're back in that position and money's a problem, you're stressed out financially, and somebody comes in and says, hey, guess what? You've just won the local lottery. You've just won $2.5 million. Now, right at that moment, what happens? You know, let's assume it's true. You've genuinely won $2.5 million. You don't just sit on the couch and go, oh yeah, that's really good news. I'm really happy about that. I mean, everything changes, right? Your breathing changes, your body changes. You like pump the air, like your fist pump, you high five people. You might yell, you race over, you grab your phone, you start texting, ringing, social media, everybody, right? Now, you think about what happened. 1 minute you're sitting there completely depressed. Now, all that's happened is somebody has presented to you, you know, a piece of information. They've used words to express it to you. Those words have been received where? In your mind. So what's happened is, of course, your mindset has gone from end of the world depression scenario to an incredibly positive scenario, and your mindset just massively overrides your physiology, and you start doing all that crazy stuff, right? So your mind, obviously, there triggers a response in your body. But what I want to talk about now is what if it could work the other way? And this is a real insight for me and a really powerful one that I'm still coming to grips with, is that You know, a lot of times in my life, you know, I can be my natural mindset, believe it or not, for someone like me who does this motivational podcast and is so focused on growth and potential and reaching people, friends, that has not always been my story. I'm someone who his whole life, whether genetically or from family, whatever, has always had to overcome negative thinking. I want you to hear that. Maybe I've not shared that before, because I am very human, and negative thinking and self-criticism have been a huge part of my journey. So I'm somebody who can suddenly find themselves, especially in the past, can find myself on a spiral. And haven't you been there at some point too? You know, you have one thought and then you start thinking more about it and then you start to spiral. And the next thing, you're feeling miserable. I mean, you know, this is not professional mental health guidance, right? So let me be really clear with you. If you are having a genuine journey with mental health or depression, I'm not giving you advice here. I'm definitely seek out a professional. But, you know, one reflection I've had is that depression can often begin with a single thought. You know, something happens and we think about it a certain way, and then another one happens, and then we start to look for feedback in the environment. We start to go, well, there's proof that everybody hates me, or there's proof that I'll never do this, and then this will happen. And then you do that for a day, and then 2 days, and then a week, and then a few months, and all of a sudden you find yourself, all the color is gone from life. So I'm somebody who can be really aware of when my thinking starts to spiral. Now, one of the reasons I'm so committed to exercise, you know, really intense exercise, 6 days a week. You know, I've just got back in the studio now from another awesome ride this morning. Sun's up, cranking out, racing the bike, sun, cold air, loved it. I'm feeling $1 million. But just a few days ago, I noticed that, you know, I hadn't had a ride for 2 days. I try and take a couple of rest days, but it had rained and been 3 days off the bike. And I need that stuff. And I started to feel a bit flat. And then, you know, my thinking starts to spiral. My routines aren't there, even just for 3 days. This is my personality. This is how I'm set up. If I don't have those building blocks in place all the time, I can spiral really fast. So I noticed just very recently, just a few days ago, that, you know, my thinking's starting to go down. I'm like, oh man, like, this is the breakthrough. And this is what I really want you to get from this podcast. You know, so often when that starts, you'll find yourself staring out a window. Or just sitting there, you know, some people go and comfort eat, you know, they'll go and eat a pack of Tim Tams or eat a bucket of ice cream, or they'll put some dumb TV show on and stare at it for like hours. I mean, we've all got, don't we? Don't you have one? Don't you have a way of like when life sucks, you just kind of just check out and just go, oh man. And then an hour's gone and 2 days have gone and then you're feeling worse. So what I did is I suddenly caught myself at the tip of that spiral. Now this is what I call staying ahead of the curve. And that's why I titled this podcast, Staying Ahead of the Curve. I could feel my mindset starting to go down. Like, here's another metaphor. You know those big wave surfers, you know, they start to paddle, they get towed in, and behind them is this huge wall. And if they can manage and use that wall, then it's awesome. But if they don't, they get smashed, right? So I can feel this negative mindset beginning to take hold. So, you know, this is so cool, right? Because this is where we have choice. And this is what I want to teach you, because you always have choice. No matter how you feel at any given moment, you always have choice. And don't let that be taken from you. Don't ever fall for the thing of this is just how you are. That's a lie. It is so not true. You can't just go, well, this is how I am and this is what. No, you've always got choice. So I start to notice this spiral, this negative thinking begin. So what did I do? Well, the short answer is a lot. I took massive action. That's a great old Tony Robbins saying, you know, taking massive action. In the space, my wife Karen, she was going to a physio appointment at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I started to notice the top of the spiral about 6:30 in the morning. So I've got like an hour and a half, right? So I can tell you, friends, in that 90-minute block, I did about a billion things. I jumped in the car. I went down, I collected all our mail, I went to a hardware store, I went and bought groceries, I did all these cool little jobs that I needed to do that I hadn't done for ages, and I'm just ticking them off. I'm going, right, do this, and then I bought the kids some breakfast, and then I came home, and we've got this massive jumping castle, inflatable jumping castle. It's got this huge turbo fan, you turn it on, and it just blows up this massive castle about the size of a room. So I get home, Karen's getting ready to go, I run in the house, put in this jumping castle, move all the furniture, crank this thing on, and in seconds, my three little kids are going nuts, just yelling, screaming. I put some music on, and friends, I can promise you that that mindset was gone, and just totally gone. So let's debrief that a little bit together, because I want you to get this, because it works, and I want you to practice this. So look what happened, right? Rather than, you know, mindset, thinking my way out of the problem. Now, this is really important. I want you to try and remember this and take notes. You are very, very, very rarely going to think your way out of a negative mindset. Almost impossible. Now, we've definitely got things like cognitive behavior therapy where you can catch yourself saying things and you can change that language. That's not quite what I'm getting at. What I'm getting at is when you just really start to think, you know, you're feeling really low or anxious and you have to think about a way to get out of it. Your brain just doesn't have the resource at that particular moment. If you're coming from a low state, a low base, it's really hard to get that energy. Like, think of a rocket. Here's another metaphor. Think of a rocket taking off, you know, it needs that huge force to get going. If you're in a low base and your mental state's low, it's hard to get that internal energy to just flip the mindset. So what I did was I changed the physiology. So rather, and here's the point, rather than letting the mindset change the physiology, I used the physiology to change the mindset. I moved my body. I went and did stuff physically. I took massive action, checked off all these little things that I hadn't been doing and wanted to get done. And then I focused on my kids, on their joy, and I took action. And I surrounded myself with inputs and physical movement and just doing stuff. And also I put myself under time pressure because I had to get it done in that time space. And I was really hustling and moving fast. And when your body's moving fast, you start to change your mindset. Think about it again with depression. When you're depressed, how do you move your body? Your shoulders are down. You breathe like this. You talk differently, slowly. But when you're pumped and you're talking like this and you've got to be back by 8 o'clock and you want to get the castle done for the kids and you've got to get this thing from the, and you're moving, and I'm laughing, right? I'm having fun with this, but you get the point. I changed my physiology and the physiology changed the mindset. So now we're going to talk about you. We are going to talk about you because I want you to start to think about how you can do this. So when you have, you could be listening to this today in a negative mindset. So I just want to encourage you to start taking action today, and you will not necessarily feel like it. You know, when I first noticed that mindset, that low mindset, my alarm bells went off. You know, if you haven't listened to the podcast from a couple of weeks ago, it's called Don't Take the Off-Ramp, about negative thinking patterns. I just, as soon as I noticed that state start to shift, I went, you know what, I'm not having this. I'm not having this. I'm going to massively take action, and I did. So you could be listening to that now, to this podcast now, and you're thinking, well, I don't know about this. I don't know if it'll work. You know, I'm feeling really down. I'm going, well, just do it. Just get out now, wherever you are. Go and do something. Go to the gym. Walk in the sun. Do something crazy. Go go-karting. Go bowling. Ring somebody. So much of the time, you won't feel like it. Now, I'm going to see if I can find, there's a really cool TED talk that I saw the other day from this awesome life coach. And I want to, if I can remember it, if I can get it to work, I'll put it under the podcast here. So if you're listening in iTunes, come across to jonathandoyle.co. So that's jonathandoyle.co and watch this video. Just do a quick search on the site and the podcasts for staying ahead of the curve. And hopefully this video will be there. But this brilliant life coach just made this incredibly powerful point. She said, you know what? You are never going to feel like it. You're never going to feel like it. You've got to get that through your head, right? You know, when my alarm goes off at 4 a.m., I mean, I'm a little bit weird. I do kind of wake up at 4 and go, yeah, cool, ready to go. But if you set your alarm an hour early or a half hour early, you know, you're not going to feel like exercising. You're not going to feel, you know, if you're at work, you're not going to feel sometimes like making that tough phone call. If you're a student, you're not going to feel like doing that extra study. If you want to ask somebody out on a date, you're not going to feel like it. You'll be scared crapless. You've almost never going to feel like doing the things that are really hard that you really need to do. So get that into your head today. I've got to get into my head. The tough stuff, the growth stuff, the peak performance stuff will be stuff that you almost never feel like doing. So once we know that, like when, as soon as I notice that negative state, I'm looking out the window, I'm like, oh man, I just want to just go and, you know, sit down and just, you know, I guess it'll work out. I'm like, whoa, no, I don't feel like taking action, but you know what? I sure as hell ain't going down that other path. So I'm taking action. So friends, you can hear the passion in my voice on this one. Like, I'm just pumped because this is gold, right? This works. If you do this stuff, it works. It's really cool. So I'm in the studio now, right? And I'm like, I've had a great coffee. The sun's been out. I've ridden my bike. I've caught up with my little brother. You know, life's good. And you know, and my kids are going out for the day. And I've got a bunch of really interesting work ahead of me. And you know, I'm pumped today, and I want to communicate that to you, that, you know, don't think that I've just somehow always been like this. I haven't. I want to encourage you because I've learned these tips and these tricks, and they're really helping me, and I want them to help you. So summary, mindset will definitely change physiology. When you're thinking in a strong, positive, motivated way, it'll affect your physiology. But conversely, what most people don't hear enough about is that if you get your body doing the right things, your body will often shift your mindset. Now, I got a couple of things to say to you, exciting news. In the next podcast, I'm going to start doing some interviews. Like, I love doing these one-on-one, but there are so many cool, interesting people that I want to start interviewing. So, and I'm really going to go after some big names in the months ahead. I got a great guest coming on in the next podcast, you know, a businessman, a sporting leader, somebody who's just done, you know, had a really interesting life and has a lot of wisdom to share with us. So make sure you keep checking for the next weekly podcast, because from here on, I'm going to find the best people in this country and beyond, and I'm going to really share them with you and want their wisdom to become your wisdom. Now, last bits and pieces, I want you to share this for me. Also, if you're using social media, I'm starting to really enjoy it. I really love Instagram at the moment. You can do some beautiful stuff. So if you're on Instagram, I want you to come and follow me. There'll be a link to Instagram under this podcast, but you can also find me at Jonathan Doyle Co. on Instagram, but also Twitter. You know, Twitter, I'm not one of those people that pumps out those crappy, you know, if you see it, you can be it quotes. Like, what I put on Twitter, I want to be really useful. So I always, when I'm about to tweet something, I try to go, is this genuinely going to help somebody? So you can come and find me on Twitter. I'll put a link to Twitter here underneath the podcast. New Facebook page, I had 1,000 likes in the last week. So come across to the Facebook page. I put a link to that too, and post on the wall. You know, tell me that you've listened to the podcast. Ask me some questions. I want to help you. So follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, iTunes. You can find this podcast in iTunes. But the big favor I ask, I mean, what I've given you today can transform your life. And the only thing I want you to do for me is I want you to get the URL, copy this URL out of your web browser and send it to 2 or 3 friends. Text it to someone, post it on social media. Say, hey, this is a really good idea. Listen to this podcast on physiology because it really helped. Because, friends, I'm charging nothing for it, but I'm passionate about sharing it. I want you to help me. I'm going to ask you straight up on this podcast now to share this podcast with somebody, because I've been pumped doing it, and I think you could send it to someone today that'll really help them. If you haven't got a copy of my book yet, click on the books tab, get yourself a copy of Bridging the Gap. It's the coolest book, and it's really short read, 8 simple ideas, and it's really, people love it. We just sold it in Austria the other day. I got this order from Austria. I'm like, who do I know in Austria? Answer is nobody, but someone knows me now because he's bought the book. So wherever you are in the world, you know, get a copy of the book. It's awesome. I've enjoyed this one. So hit me up on social media, post a comment under here on the website if you want to, and just let me know what you thought or strategies that you've got that could be helpful for other people. So there you go. End of sermon. Share this with people. I'm Jonathan Doyle. This has been the weekly podcast. I'm going to be speaking with you again very soon.